Well, Peter, football's a strange game at times, they say. You went into the game last night without Blaine Curtis, Stevie O'Donnell, Kevin McHugh, and you still managed to score five goals.
wasn't a bad night's work. No. Boys were exceptional last night, but I think it's just reward for their performances over the last few weeks. We have been decent, but without getting the just rewards, I felt.
And how did you play overall, Peter? You were 1-0 up at half time, but the second half, obviously, you came out well on top.
Well, even the first half, Kenny, we had numerous chances to extend our lead. Unfortunately, we didn't take them, but I think second half, then we capitalised on the chances we got. And I guess, if anything, we could have scored a few more. But no, it was a great performance by everyone involved. As you know, we were down to the very bare bones. We had only three or four substitutes on the bench. We couldn't even field our full quota, given that we had sort of seven or eight first-teamers out as such. So, I mean, it was a really sort of big effort from everyone involved.
Yes, and some goals. Well, Kieran Coyle getting a couple for you, and Thomas McBride getting a couple, and Matt Harkin with the other. Any notable goals there on that five goals?
Well, they were all very good goals. Young Tommy scored the first with a well taken penalty when Paul McVeigh was brought down in the box, and then the second goals, and the second, third, and fourth goal. They were all very well taken goals. A couple of them we hit them on the counter attack. We soaked up a wee bit of pressure and we executed the goals extremely well. It was great for Kieran Cole too. I think that's his first and second goals for the club. And it was great to get Tommy McBride on the score sheet as well. So, and young Matt Harkin came on and finished his goal very well too. So, I mean, no, it was great that the boys can share the goals around too in regards to, it's not just the forwards. Obviously, we were down a lot of attacking forward last night. So,
well, just getting under the break, Peter, I'm sure it gives a bit of a buzz about the place maybe now, and everybody will take a nice break for a couple of weeks, and looking forward to the restart when hopefully you can get some players back fit again.
Well, that's it. I mean, I think there was a couple of weeks there it was very much doom and gloom, which was really surprising when you think that we had won four games on the bounce and everyone was talking about promotion and all the rest. And then, but as you know, it's a very fine line between winning and losing, and we haven't had that wee rub of a green of late, given injuries and the way we've been conceding soft goals from corners and stuff. So, but I mean, no, it's great to get to the break now, and hopefully we can regroup, get one or two bodies back. But I'm fully convinced that come sort of mid-July, if we get one or two fishes in as well, we'll be a different kettle of fish altogether.
What's the plan now? Do you take a few days off, or do you continue training, or what's the story?
No, the boys, just they have the week off. We'll be back on next weekend. They just have a couple of days off, obviously, during this week. So, I mean, no, it's just sort of, I think there's too much work to be done. We can't afford to give anyone an extended break. And we have a few players, too, coming back from rehab, so they need to step it up a gear now as well. So, I mean, no, it's very much, we're still focused on the league and turn it around, so there's no break, per se.
What about yourself? Suppose you're constantly on the lookout for extra bodies to try and get them in one way or the other?
Yeah, without a doubt. We actually just agreed terms there last night with Michael Funston on the way back from the game. So it's good to have Michael back in again.
That's brilliant. He'd be a good addition to the squad.
Well, he's a Hearts man through and through, and it'd be a great addition given that he's very versatile and can play in numerous positions as well, so he has that bit of experience too, which we need.